Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the B Morning Coffee Club at 92.5 WBEE. Good morning and welcome in. We are looking for a mix of clouds and sun today. Headed to a high of near 60 degrees. Could be another one of those days that might suit well to going outside and picking up sticks and getting the yard in shape. You never know. We are joined by Deputy Mike Favada from the Monroe County Drug Enforcement Task Force. Deputy Favada, you already have an incredibly difficult job. And for people that aren't aware of this, you are right on the front lines of helping to save people that are in the throes of addiction. And you certainly do your job very, very well. How is it made even more difficult by the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, it's I would say everybody's mental health right now is being tested, hands down, regardless of, you know, addiction or what's going on in our community. But the hard part is when you look at some of our inpatients, the crowding issues. They had to obviously reduce the size of how many people they can bring in. We don't have safe discharge planning because shelters are closed. You know, that was one of the key elements of this, is you get somebody into treatment and, you know, we got to have a place for them to go afterwards. And when shelters are closed, you know, where do we put them? But, you know, what we're very lucky for is, you know, the majority of all the programs in Rochester, you can still call in, you know, Keleo, Open Access, Ethan Doyle. People can still walk in, get an evaluation that day, and get sent to a bed.
Wow.
Which is fantastic. You know,
Are we unique in that?
I would say we've been unique since day one. You know, I mean, you look at the resources here, and what we have, and the reason we've been so successful is because of our partners. And you look at what some of these grassroots to the hospitals have done. I mean, they're amazing. You know, I mean, I was just on the phone with Dr. Mendoza yesterday morning, and, you know, not that he doesn't have anything going on in the world right now, but he's still, you know, hey, Mike, where are we standing with this? You know, and we're, you know, brainstorming on what we can do to make sure we continue to get Narcan out to people and adjust to the climate that we're in right now.
Speaking with Monroe County Sheriff's Deputy Mike Favada, he is with the Monroe County Drug Enforcement Task Force. You know, it seems everybody we talk with in any line of work or any line of business, including yours, is kind of doing it on the fly, you know, not expecting that you'd have to adjust to this pandemic. And it's really everything seems to be a work in progress, including what you guys are doing.
Yeah, it always is. It's always evolving. You know, it's one thing about when Sheriff Baxter, you know, put this together, you know, he basically said, look, we're not looking for band-aid solutions to immediate challenges. You know, we got to find things that work. And that changes by the day. You know, we had just a month and a half ago, we had that spike over the weekend. I think it was close to 14 people.
Right.
And that was huge. And, you know, that's an adjustment. Okay, what happened here? We got to take a step back, find out, you know, what do we miss? What do we have to do? How do we prevent this? And that's just not us. We bring all our partners into that as well. You know, that's what's very unique about this.
Can you credit the pandemic for a downswing in cases that you follow, or do you blame the pandemic for an uptick?
Well, I'll put it this way. This time last year, we were at 215 reported overdoses, okay? As of this morning, we're at 273. There were 32 fatals last year at this time, and we're at 52. So a lot of these that I'm looking at here, and these are first reported overdoses, some of them, a little bit more than we have in the past. So it's, you know, I mean, think about this, though. I mean, the hardest task for anybody is to change, you know, change our behavior.
Right.
You know, and we're geniuses at coming up with reasons to avoid change, to make excuses, we rationalize, and, you know, we end up triggering a manner of denial and resistance, and we end up falling back, and that's what a lot is going on here with these people who are battling addiction. You know, you put them on the right track, they're doing fantastic, and all of a sudden you tell them, hey, you need to stop everything that's been working for you. Stay inside, you know, the exercise. Recovery Fitness does these events all the time where we're taking, you know, 20, 30, 40 people on hikes all over New York State. And that was a great way to avoid, you know, falling back into use. And you took that away from them. You know, they're no longer able to do these groups, but they're doing it online. But there's something about face-to-face, that contact of being around people, that makes a difference.
You know, I know how it's affected me, and I'm not battling anything like that kind of an addiction. And I can't, I guess, you know, it really does put it in perspective when you put it that way. You tell someone to stay inside and battle the demons almost on your own, and everyone's got them, and this pandemic has really given the demons in your voice, the demons in your head a voice that's louder than it normally is. How can we help? Is there anything the community can do that could make your job easier and their lives easier?
The best thing really to do is to continue to, you know, if you have somebody that you know is battling addiction, whatever it may be, call us. Let us know. You can go online, send me an email. But all of our partners are on there as well. And each and every one of them have people who can reach out if they want. I'm still going house to house. I go to just about every one of the overdoses that come in. I do my best to find, you know, and find them. That hasn't changed. We haven't let up one bit on that, even in the beginning of this pandemic. You know, we're not going to stop because of it. That doesn't make sense. And, you know, we look at just 2 weeks ago, I was able to, working with a family for almost 6 months with their daughter, and the new boyfriend called me and said, look, she's ready to go. Let's do it. I mean, within 15 minutes, I had her in the car, brought her to open access, and off she went to treatment.
Oh, my goodness.
That was, you know, 2 weeks ago. But you think about, you know, that was 6 months of this family constantly staying on her, the boyfriend staying on her. I mean, the boyfriend himself is in recovery. He's fantastic, and he just stood by her, stayed in contact with me, and we got him in the place. So that's what it takes, is people just, again, reach out, be a voice for them.
You can get access to the Mono County Heroin Task Force and Sheriff's Deputy Mike Favada at the monrocounty.gov website. A lot of good information, as you pointed out. All your partners are listed there. Some great information, and it's that website again, monrocounty.gov. Got to look around a little bit for it, but you can find it easily on that website.
Thank you so much for everything you're
doing. You're welcome.
And you've impacted my life and everyone in my family, so I'll never, ever forget it, and I appreciate it until the day I die. Thank you very much, Deputy Favada.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
The B Morning Coffee Club.
Yeah, I listen to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.